UNCW post game.
Questions for the student athletes only. Okay.
Now, certainly give East Carolina credit for being prepared to play, and they played extremely well. And, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot early in the ball game, both the first and the third inning, kind of opened things up for them to put a crooked number up a couple innings. And, you know, and then we've had an opportunity to get right back into it. Got things started, had four straight runners on base there in the third. And then we had a strikeout and catcher or batter interference, double play that kind of acts that momentum pretty quick. And then we went right back out. You know, we were able to cut into it. We got it back to 5-3 at that point. And we turned around and made two defensive mistakes the following inning to open up a three-run inning. And then we were chasing it the rest of the night. But we didn't slow them down all night. We had one inning that we stopped them. And they swung it well. They played well defensively. And unfortunately, we didn't play well defensively.
Questions for the student athletes?
Ryan, you guys just never found that answer to keep them from scoring. They scored every inning but one, basically. What were they doing at the plate? What were you guys doing in the field that just allowed that momentum to not stop?
They seemed to have good pressure there. Really put the ball in play, kind of taking it where it fits. They didn't try to do too much. With anything, they did, you know, our pitchers, they didn't do great, but they made some good pitches when they needed to. And, you know, he put some good swings on them.
Is that surprising, given how tight the games were in the regular season, that they were able to do that since both you guys have seen each other so much this year?
A little bit, but they're a great ball club. Just like us, they can score a lot of runs in a heartbeat. Today, they seem to put the bats together when they needed them.
What were your thoughts on the sold-out crowd tonight in Greenville?
It's always a good atmosphere. You know, whether it's hostile or friendly, I love hearing the crowd cheer and whatever it is. Good turnout from UNCW, too.
Kevin, you had a few nice at bats against Cole, but he had the 1-2-3 in the first. But what were you guys able to do against him, and specifically your home run?
I think we did a good job at times of sending the ball up. I mean, a guy with some sink and some run like that, you have to do that in order to kind of avoid the ground balls, which he's really good at getting. It's just, for me, it was like finding the breaking ball up first to bat. I think Ryan can agree, like, the sun was bad in the first inning or two for us, and we were just trying to take good swings on good pitches and get deep in counts, which I think we did a good job of at times, but he left some pitches up, and like we've been doing all year, we've been punishing some baseballs, and it would have been cool to get a couple more runs across, but it is what it is. I thought we had a pretty good approach and stuck with it all night.
It seemed like this was just a pretty good night to hit. I mean, it seemed like from the beginning, the ball was carrying. So you guys were never really out of the game until, you know, in the later innings.
I mean, absolutely. The ball, I can't remember if it was Lidden or Washer who ever hit that one in the first inning, the home run that I probably should have caught. Once I saw that ball carry on a line like that, I knew it could, or this night had a potential to be fun for everybody, and ended up being just that.
Yeah, ball. I mean, ballpark's big, but it plays small. And we knew it was a good night to hit the home run. We were getting our pitches and really trying to put these things on. But, you know.
Anything else for the student athletes? All right, you guys can be excused, and we'll hold it up.